النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, the divinely appointed Imam, the Immaculate Imam, the inheritor of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, one of the things which was a topic of debate, and it was a lot of conversation and back and forth going on in the era of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, of course, was this theological and perhaps philosophical debate about compulsion and free will. Now, when talking about compulsion and free will, of course, we find that the Ash'ari theological school of thought considered it to be complete and absolute compulsion, whereas the Mu'tazile school of thought believed in complete and absolute free will. So this was something that, on a theological level was being discussed quite a bit in the era of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So of course, one of the companions of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam asked His Eminence, well, you know, what is the correct view? What is the correct perspective? What is the reality? What is the truth between, you know, these two aspects, absolute free will and absolute compulsion? So in Persian, we call it jabr, meaning compulsion, and ikhtiyar, meaning a free will or choice. So, I mean, these were things that people, and what's interesting is that a lot of times, these theological concepts that these various different theological schools of thought debated with one another, these were not things that they necessarily made up on their own. A lot of these things, they end up finding proofs for their own incorrect statements from the Holy Quran, of course, because they take the Holy Quran out of context. And so a warning, of course, to all of us to never take the Holy Quran out of context and to try to bend the words of the Holy Quran towards some kind of a self-motivated meaning, you know, that we're trying to attain. And how do you avoid that? Well, of course, there's many exegesis of the Holy Quran, which is known as the tafasir of the Quran, which you can go and you can look into. So anyways, coming back to the dialogue, we find that after introducing the Holy Quran in the Ahlul Bayt, as evidence of this, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he continues this conversation and he says that, you know, with these two things in mind, the Holy Quran being a hujjah and an evidence, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam being a hujjah and an evidence, we continue. And he says that all of this that we introduced was just an explanation as evidence and as a confirmation to what we want to say about the matter of compulsion and free will and the matter between the two matters. And then he asks Allah for help and assistance and says, on Allah do we rely in all of our affairs. A very interesting thing that here we find this reliance upon Allah, this trust upon Allah that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, you know, is speaking about. And then he says that we begin with the saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that it is neither compulsion nor free will, but it is a position between these two positions. So this is the overall summary or the overall conclusion of what we are trying to say, is that it is neither absolute free will nor is it absolute compulsion, but it is a matter between the two. And of course, as expected, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam explains what this means. But unfortunately, we have run out of time. So in another episode, we will talk about precisely what it is that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is speaking about. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.